This morning?
Yes.
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that your will is going to be done in this service, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we are nothing without you.
That's right.
We need your anointing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need your blessings on these people, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you will anoint this word and that we will receive it. And we will walk in it, Lord. And what needs to be said will be said. And what does not need to be said won't be said, Lord. But thank you that this group of people is going to leave here refreshed and excited and ready to take on the enemy, Lord. And we do, Lord God. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Guys, I love you. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Are you blessed? Give them some praise, guys. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You know, we serve an awesome God, a mighty God, and he's doing things in our homes. He's doing things in our bodies. He's hard at work, guys. And I just want you guys to know that no matter what you're going through this morning, you have not been forsaken. Amen. Your God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He's always going to be there for you. So don't give up, but rely on him. Trust in him. Lean on him, okay? Okay, so 1 Peter 2 in verse 21. For to this you have been called. Well, what in the world are you talking about, Peter? Okay, remember for the last couple weeks, Peter's been talking about, hey, I want you to respect, this is Peter talking for the Holy Spirit inspiring Peter to say, hey, I want you to be an outstanding citizen. God wants his children to respect those that have been put in authority over them. Now, that's pretty hard to do sometimes because we don't always agree with those that have been placed in authority over us. Amen? But it's important to the Lord. Amen? Therefore, it should be important to us. So we need to respect those and be obedient to those that have been put in authority over us. And then last week he was talking about, hey, slaves, servants, us in our workplace, us as employees, us who are subordinate to others. Be respectful to those who rule over you in that aspect. Amen? excuse me, even when you are treated unjustly, even when things don't go your way, show the world that Christians are different, that our weapons aren't of the flesh, amen? But we are to live a godly life, a godly example to those around us, amen? And as we do that, guys, I promise you, if we do what the Bible says, if we are obedient to the word, it doesn't mean everything's going to go your way. It doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that God will give you peace, he will give you strength, he will give you endurance, and you will be able to let your light shine during this time. You will be an encouragement to a lost and dying world. You'll be able to lead these people. Some of these people are hungry for the truth. Amen? And the Lord will use you to lead them to the foot of the cross. And you will also be able to encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ as we all grow in relationship to the Lord. I hate to say it, but you know this, you know, the good Lord's preferred method for maturing his people is that furnace, is those trials. You know, people are going to treat you poorly. People aren't always going to like you because you're standing up for what's right. Amen. But Peter's been saying last few weeks here, hey, trust in the Lord, lean on the Lord, and live that godly example no matter what's going on. And we can do so much more than if we get into the flesh. Amen. So I said all that just to say this, for to this you have been called. Because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. Now remember this, man, this is a really big thing, and you will see this throughout the good book. You know, there's those constant reminders. Yes, the Lord asks us to do this. The Lord asks us to rely on him, trust in him, to set that godly example, to be there for a lost and dying world when people are being mean to you. But then he'll say, you'll see this over and over again, but don't forget what God has done for you. Because it is extremely hard for us to go that extra mile. That goes contrary to our flesh. You know what I mean? We don't want to be obedient to the word sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when it's that hard obedience, we don't want to trust in the Lord. We don't want to go that extra mile. We want to get in someone's face and let them have it. Amen? Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, when someone steps on our toe, the first thing we want to do, man, if we're not read up and prayed up, is we want to retaliate. We want to set them straight. Amen? For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you. So let's not forget what God has done for us. And no, we're not always going to understand it. We're not going to completely understand it till we get to the other side. You know what I'm saying? But we should never lose. We should never stray too far from the cross. Always focusing on what's been done for us. Amen? Because people are going to be rude and mean and short and treat you in ways that ain't fair. But hey, remember, you belong to Jesus. And Jesus was treated pretty unfairly. Amen? Remember what he went through, and let that give you, and let that encourage you. Amen? Okay. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example. So when Jesus Christ went through all that suffering on the cross and the flogging and all that stuff, that wasn't just for your salvation. You understand what I'm saying? Not that that's a little thing, but he showed us how we can live, how we can endure when people treat us poorly. Amen? All through the scripture, remember, it's not just the words that Jesus Christ said that can encourage us, but that's awesome, man. And we need to follow that template. We need to, all the red letter stuff, man, that's good stuff, man. You got to have it. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus is the Word made flesh. You know what I'm saying? So throughout this book, throughout the Bible, there's all sorts of instruction, all sorts of stuff that can encourage us and tell us what to do and what not to do when we're going through hard times, when we are being persecuted. Can I get a witness? Because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. So here's the deal, man. The flesh man, the natural man, he wants to go get even with people. He wants to set the record straight. But the Lord God says, hey, follow my word. Why don't you turn the other cheek? Why don't you go the extra mile? Why don't you be the peacemaker? Amen? And these things, they don't seem right to the flesh, do they? When someone's being rude, mean, lying about you at work, the last thing you want to do is pray for them. You know what I mean? But see, we can change things when we're obedient to the word. You know what I mean? There's that little verse that it's a gentle answer turns away wrath. You know that is so true? That is so true. But so many times when someone's poking at you, someone's pushing at you, someone's being mean to you, the last thing some of us want to do is to be gentle in response. You know what I mean? But see, if we follow this book, there's blessings in it. Amen? Amen? God is good, right? Thank you, Jesus. Leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. So it's not about us. It's not about doing what we want to do. But we're not our own. Amen? We belong to the Most High God. Does that make sense this morning? And we are here to set an example. We are here to show the rest of the world, hey, you know what? I am a little different than you. Amen? And I don't serve myself. I'm not the master of my own destiny. I belong to the Most High God. Amen? And I'm going to follow him. Even when it seems difficult. Even when it seems counterintuitive. When it doesn't even make any sense. When those in authority over me are lying about me or treating me wrong. I'm going to do what the Bible says. Amen? Because I'm not a man pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 2 and verse 22. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. So when Jesus was being attacked, through his whole life, here on earth, he never committed one single sin. We understand that, right? And thank God for that, amen? Or else he couldn't have died for our sins. He would have had to pay for his own sins. But think about what he went through on that cross. All the persecution and the lies and the flogging and the beating and the insults and the crown of thorns and all this stuff. And not one time did he sin. He was that perfect, sinless, spotless lamb. Amen? So we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect by a long shot when we're treated wrong. Amen? When our boss is ridiculing us or people are talking behind our back. There's always that temptation to get political in the workplace or gossip and things like that. We're not going to be perfect. But increasingly so, as Christians, we strive to be like our big brother. We strive to be like Jesus. Amen? And we can do that when we get our eyes off of ourselves and focus on the Most High God and focus on what Jesus did for us. Amen? Okay. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Guys, look on the monitor at Exodus 14:14. This is awesome right here, guys. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. That is for everybody in here. That is for me. That is for Bobby Jean Joyner. That is for Cindy. That is for all of us. Hey, you know what I mean? Somebody's coming against you. Somebody's not treating you right. Or the doctor's reports ain't looking right. Whatever's going on, listen. Give it to God. Give it to God. Just be still. Okay? Be still. Trust in Him. Give it to Him, because we serve a mighty God. You know what I'm saying? We serve a mighty God. He says, just relax. Be still. Trust in me. I'm going to work this out the best way. Way better than you could ever do on your own. Matter of fact, if you don't be still and you get into the flesh, you're going to end up messing some stuff up. Remember how it turned out last time? Just relax. Trust in me, because I am mighty to save. Let me fight the battles for you. Amen. Even if it doesn't make sense, pray for that person who's coming against you. Live that godly example in front of them, because you can do a lot more that way if you give me room to do what I want to do. Amen. The Lord will fight for you. Isn't that an awesome promise? God fights our battles. But see, we want to fight our own battles. And what do? We mess things up. You know what I mean? Give it to the Lord. That's what we have to do. Give it to the Lord. I'm not a pro at that, but you know what? That's what we're all working on. Amen? Because when we do it on our own, when we go it alone, it's not going to work out that good. Can I get a witness? The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And let's look over at Matthew 5 in verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. It's hard to be a peacemaker sometimes. Is that true or not, man? Sometimes it is hard to be the peacemaker. You know what I mean? That was ingrained in me as a child through my youth. I got siblings out here. I do have siblings out here. Yeah, that was preached to us hardcore by our father and our mother. Be the peacemaker. Be the peacemaker. Be the peacemaker. And you know what? I can't get confrontational without hearing my father's voice. You know, my physical father's voice saying, hey, man, just be the peacemaker. And when you do that, when you follow the word, there's blessings in it. But when you go it alone, you do your own thing, man, it just messes up. It gets worse and worse and worse. And you just have this big hole to dig out of. Amen? And we're called to be that godly witness. Amen? All right. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. So if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, you know what an attribute should be? We should be a peacemaker. That's something we need to be working on, guys. It is so important. I mean, we've been talking about this for like 3 weeks now, something like that. This is what God really wants us to do, is to go that extra mile. You know what I mean? We don't have to talk bad or gossip or slander those that have been put in authority over us. We don't have to be a poor worker. We want to be that best worker possible. Amen? And that's a witness right there. That's a ministry right there. Can I get a witness? He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. La-di-da, la-di-do. I know you guys can hear me, but this is for like the three people around our wonderful continent that listen to us. First, and it's growing. I think it's doubled since last month. It was 1.5. Okay. 1 Peter 2 and verse 23. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. That's another verse, man. Not repaying evil for evil. You know what I mean? That's pretty tough to do. Let's be honest, man. When somebody's coming against you, man, you want to set the record straight. But you know what? That usually doesn't work out very well. It almost never really works out very well, because that person's setting his ways, you're setting your ways, and nothing really gets changed. Things just get nasty and ugly. Amen? But we have a wonderful, awesome example and template to follow. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Do you realize Jesus Christ, of course you do, the power that he had at his disposal when all this was going on? You realize, man, I mean, Luke 1:37 says, for nothing is impossible with God. He has all this power. I mean, he's the second man of the Trinity. He was there at creation. He could melt to these guys' faces if he wanted to, man. You know what I mean? Well, he could have turned them into lepers. He could have turned them into loaves of bread. He could have called down one angel, man. You know, and just made chop suey out of them. But he didn't, man. He gave us this wonderful, awesome example. He knew what he had to do. He knew he had to endure this pain for something greater on the other side. Amen. So if we're going through something, you know, yeah, we're going to go through the floods, right? We're going to go through the fires. But the key word there is we're going to go through them, through. God's going to get us through. Amen. And we can go through it a lot faster a lot of the time if we just be obedient to the word. Amen. Can I get a witness? When he suffered, he did not threaten. Romans 12 and verse 19. This is kind of tough, but we can do it. Because greater is he that is in me, right? Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Man, that's tough to do, man. That's tough to do. But the Lord God just told us, hey, you don't have to get even with these cats. That has really been a stronghold in my life. I'm just being honest with you. I got this weird thing going on, man. As a child, I always had to get even with you. If you did me wrong, are y'all freaking out right now? Yeah, Rachel knows about it. Those that are in my inner circle know about it. But, I mean, you're all in manner. Anyways, y'all just want to go home? Our God is good, right? Well, anyways, man, that's not the right way to be. The Lord tells us over and over again, just let it go. Lean on me. Give it to me. Let me do something out of this. You appreciate my grace on your life. You want my grace and mercy on your life. Now extend it to those that have done you wrong. Amen. And pray for them. Okay. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written. Are y'all still freaking out about what I just said? You're doing good, baby. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. So, I mean, there it is right there. Either what's been done to you is going to be covered in the blood of Jesus. You know what I mean? Or they're going to have to pay for it. But we want to pray for those people because God has been good to us. Amen? And you know when that forgiveness thing is really starting to work in your life? When you can really pray for people that have hurt you. You know what I mean? When you can, without cringing and you know, wanting to get crazy and stuff. But when you can pray for them, you know what I mean? And you're like, God, just bless them. God bless them. Anyways, and there's big blessings in store for us when we do that. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting him. This is important. We've only got a few more minutes left, so just listen to this part. Because, yeah, life is hard, man. It's tough, and it ain't fair. You knew that years ago it's not fair. And a lot of people get saved thinking, well, everything's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. No, man, no. Not really, dude. It gets tougher in different areas, man. Satan just got you in the crosshairs now. You went from being not a problem to a big-time threat. Amen? But listen. Listen to this. But continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Whatever's going on, whoever did you wrong as a child, whoever's messing with you at work, whoever scratched that bad word in the side of your car, whatever's going on, man, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He will work it out. Amen. Remember, we love his grace. We need his grace. We thrive off of his mercy, man. It makes us feel good to know that all the bad things we've done have been washed away and covered in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let's think about those other people, man. And you can only do that the more you fall in love with Jesus. You know what I mean? The more you fall in love with Jesus, the more he will give you a burden for them people that ain't been too nice to you. Can I get a witness? Amen. How are we going to fall in love with Jesus? How are we going to change the way we think? We got to get into that word. We got to let the word do that washing. Amen? We got to get around people that love the Bible. Amen? But continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. So there it is right there, man. Give it to Jesus. These things that we carry, these burdens where people have treated you wrong, man, give it to Jesus. Amen. And receive that peace and that joy knowing that he's going to work it out. And you focus on being the best worker you can possibly be. Amen. All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Some people like rap. Some heavy metal. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins. Here we go again. This is the good news, man. Peter's hitting us with the good news right now, the gospel. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, the cross. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. You see what's been done for us, man? He died so we can be, so we can live. He died so we can be forgiven. Amen. So much was done for us on that hill called Calvary. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin. Listen, not just, we just didn't get saved at that moment. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just die for our sins. But when he died for our sins and he rose from the dead, something amazing happened. Through that power, we can say no to sin. The power of sin has been broken over us. Amen? Does that make sense? We don't have to give in to that sin anymore, no matter how personal or close it feels, man. We don't have to retaliate. We don't have to get even because Jesus Christ paid for our victory in those areas. He himself bore our sin in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. There it is. There it is. It's not about you anymore. It's not about getting even with folks. It's not about retaliating. But we're there to live that godly life, man, to show the people the love of Jesus, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. There he is again. By his wounds, you have been healed. Well, that's great. That's good news. That's wonderful. That's awesome, man, that so much has been done for you. And yet again, don't forget all these awesome things that have been done for you. You know what I mean? We're here to live for a mighty God, a loving God who died for us, amen, to do what he wants us to do, even when it doesn't feel good. Because your flesh man wants to get even, right? Is that just me? No. Yeah. It's like that, man. You know, somebody cuts me off in traffic, I want to get even with them. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing better. I'm doing a lot better. Thank you, Jesus. Because we can do all things through Christ. Amen. Okay. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So much has been done for you. We have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. We can have victory over this sin. You know what I mean? This is important to God, how we act at work, how we act in the public, these things like that. If it wasn't important, it wouldn't be in the Word of God. 1 John 4 and verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you, listen, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You see that? We are blessed to have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Amen. We belong to the Lord because you can't do it on your own. There's so much we can't do on our own. But my God can do all things, and I belong to him. Amen. I have that power in me. I can say no to that sin. I don't have to get even with that dude no more. Can I get a witness? Yeah, give him some praise. Verse 25. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseers of your soul. Does that make sense? Back in the old day, before we received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we could do whatever we wanted to in the workplace or in the home or wherever if somebody did you wrong, because we were serving ourselves, right? We fought like the world. We lived like the world. We lied like the world. We do whatever we wanted to do. Amen? Because we had a different master back then. But guess what? Those things didn't work out, did they? That stuff never really worked out right. Okay? But you're not that sheep that's went astray anymore. That person is gone. Amen? But I belong to the Lord now. I have a different master. I don't live for myself. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Isn't that good? We belong to God. We've been filled with the Holy Spirit. We can live that productive, godly life. We can be that peacemaker in the workplace. Amen. We can turn the other cheek. We can trust in the Lord. We can go the extra mile. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Everybody sing with me. Jesus, lover of my... Not playing. I'll leave that to the cats that can sing real good. But hey, I love you guys, and this stuff's important. You know, if it wasn't important, it wouldn't be in the Word. Amen. But we need to set that godly example and turn the other cheek and be the best worker you can possibly be. And you can be a lot better when we follow that good book right there. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for blessing these folks. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a hunger for your word, a desire to be in your word, Lord God, and to be obedient to your word, Lord. Thank you for changing our lives. Thank you for blessing us in every area as we put you first, Lord. Thank you for healing our hearts, healing our rejections, giving us peace and strength and joy and endurance, Lord. Thank you for healing our bodies, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful word that by your stripes we are healed. You have done so much for us, Lord. Let us be thankful people. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.